I don't wanna be another nigga. Tell the government I don't wanna be another nigga.
Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have the round table of heavyweights tonight. Tonight's guests are Mike Eagle, independent rap artist, Martine Waters, a freelance writer, Toria Williams, who is not her job, Stacey, I am not my hair, Brewer, Tash Mosley, artist manager, Chris Layman, the editor at large of Black Is, John Bird III, editor in chief of Sickly Cat Magazine, and Randy Foley, aka Dino Black. And tonight's topic is the N-word. That's it, that's all. No
What's
more, no less.
All right.
For the cases of this podcast, we are definitely talking about N-I-G-G-A, nigga. Or N-I-G-G-E-R, nigger. If you prefer to be.
Two different words.
Entirely.
I disagree. Off top, I disagree.
Let's hear it.
We
Let's
go head
it.
Up on that all day. Nah.
Let's hear it. This is nah. Mike Eagle and John Bird going back and forth. Let's
hey, I'm just
it.
Saying you can't divorce the word from its origin. I don't
yes,
care
you
how
can.
Many. Nope.
That's how
you
words can. Come to be. It's you semantics. Can. Every word is disconnected from its origin.
But you can't just change it.
The
just
word gay
some...
doesn't mean gay anymore.
For real, you know it mean? Don't.
No,
but you still use it to mean that though when you want to say gay, right?
No, gay means homosexual.
Happy. Right.
It doesn't
okay.
mean happy. We're not. We don't. When we use gay, we're not talking about that. I'm just saying. That's stereotypical. But I'm saying words, we create words that have certain meaning. And when we use words in their context, we have to respect the context. So that's what the word means.
Right, but it's not like the word gay that came from something else and it got turned into a word with a negative connotation. No, this is a word that started out bad. Like, how do you wash the bad off the word?
Easily.
And I mean, it ain't easy to me.
Words start off good and then they become bad.
No, no,
for
no.
Some
but I'm
reason,
asking
like,
about the opposite. I'm asking about the
Can
opposite.
Can white people
in this,
say either
in this
word?
Case, yeah.
Can white people say either word?
I think what? Once yeah. again, it's all in context. If somebody said, if a white person was to say, to you can, it's wrong to use the word nigger. Is that they said the word? Is there anything wrong with that?
Or what if they apply it to somebody who's just not black?
Yeah, I mean, you. I think we have to evolve to a certain point where we can think and look at words within their context and be objective about. I mean, I think we focus on the wrong thing and we digress from it unless it's used
I ain't
in
got
that
to
context.
Evolve past shit for real. I
and
don't.
Why not? And why not?
Because what that word encompasses is some shit that has not been addressed. It's not like all the reason why you feel the way you feel when somebody white says that word is because it's a lot of pain, a lot of history in that word that has not been addressed. And if they want to have the conversation with us.
How has it not been addressed?
It hasn't because they don't talk about it. They don't even let us
because
talk about it.
Because we can't talk about the damn word. We can't
no, no, no,
say
no, no,
the
no, no,
word
no, no, no,
nobody
no, no,
can
no, no.
ever speak
You're right.
Openly
you can't say the word.
Why can't we have a discussion about where the word is said?
Let's talk about the history. Like, I don't want nobody white
I
to
agree,
tell
we should
to
talk
tell
about
me.
The history,
tell
but
me.
It ain't about the
I don't
word,
want
nigga.
Nobody white to tell me, look, you need to get over it. No, I don't need to get
no,
over
no, no,
it.
No,
because
no,
we are not done having that conversation.
I'm not saying that we have to get over what has happened to us.
I don't
us.
Even know the positive sense
it's
of that.
It's not about
word.
The same way really?
That's think, not positive. It's a colloquialism, but it's nothing positive that, about it. It's familiar,
no,
but it's not positive.
No. It is positive.
What's
that's
positive
my nigga.
About it?
That's my nigga. That's my boy. I'm using that word.
With positive intent. As far
it's
as
like a cuss word. It's like saying fuck. I mean, you can use it however you want to.
Yeah, like the word bad.
It's still the not word, proper. Right. You're still gonna get your ass spanked when you like six and use it.
The word you know, bad I mean, is a the word bad is a negative word in itself, but we use it in a good way. That was bad. That was some bad
stuff. Meaning good.
Bad mamma jamma. You know, it goes down the line. It's
that's
word association.
I mean, the word it's within its context. He means bad, meaning good. And if we have evolved to a point where we can understand each other, then we should understand what he means when he says that chick's bad.
To me,
she's bad.
There's a certain class of words that have a certain what I'm gonna call magic to them that other words just don't have. And I'm talking about nigga. I'm talking about bitch. I'm talking about faggot. I'm not gonna say that. I'm to me personally because what's It's not just the sound hitting somebody's ear and that's just it. Like there's a whole nother experience that goes with that.
There is, especially if you're in the group. You're not negating that at all. And I think we should definitely be sensitive to that. But I'm saying we have to be aware of what somebody is saying and what they are meaning. We are beyond that. We need to know when somebody says something, I have to be able to understand what they're saying. And I think if we have these blinders on, anytime the word nigger is said, oh my God, it's the end of the fucking world, then we're failing to communicate. Words mean different things in different languages. Waving means fuck you in different languages, in different cultures, I mean. You know what I mean?
Right, but you don't go to that culture and do that just because you're free and you think you can, right?
No, I'm saying my point is that you have to understand what something like what you're conveying, and other people have to understand what you're conveying. It's all about being able to communicate. And so I think someone in the culture where waving is fuck you, if somebody comes over there and waves to them, they need to be aware that person's not saying fuck me. You need to be aware that he's saying hello because he's not from the same culture.
I believe a happy medium would be knowing who you're speaking to when you use it. Because if you say something to someone that you're very close to, you might have a lot of things you say amongst each other that somebody else might find offensive. So knowing who you're talking to and knowing where they're coming from, you know how to address certain things and how to present things to them so that they are comfortable. And then you go from there.
I can definitely see how the use of the word causes a gray area, because I can think back to an incident where I had a teacher write up two students because they were out playing and the kids were like, nigga, da 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 da. And this teacher, white, went beat red and brought two students to my classroom, like ready to lynch them, hang them, throw them under the bus because she, and I don't know if she did that out of obligation to make sure she was correcting the usage of the word, where I preferably, or I would have preferred for her to just, it's inappropriate. You're on the elementary playground. We don't talk that way. But she took it to another level where these two kids are looking at each other. One happened to be black, one happened to be Latino. Latino kid grew up in the black neighborhood with all these black, so we just popped out their tongue. So I can see how it causes a gray area, but I do agree we've got to know the context, because I lost a little bit of respect for her because I'm like, you don't know your students. Like, you just went in on these kids for the wrong reason. Go in on them because their language is inappropriate. But you just went in, ripped them apart. Little Mexican boys looking like, what? The black boys looking like, what the hell? So it is a gray area, though.
Well, how did they say it to each other?
They were playing sports, like nigga, da-da-da-da. Not calling each other. They were just playing basketball in the heat of the moment. The word came out, but she did accuse because the Latino boy was the one who said it first. She did accuse him of calling the black boy a nigga, and then was looking for the black boy to be like in tears, and the black boy didn't even realize that he had been called a nigga. Like it was so.
You've blown my. This is Tash. You've blown my mind with that story, because I was actually going to say something before you put it into perspective like that. But I still will try to land what it is I'm trying to say. I think what Mike is getting at with this word "nigga" having been an unpacked word in the black community, and we're so familiar with it right now that we haven't really taken the time to question ourselves on the usage of it. We know that we have co-opted it and we've given it another meaning, and we have done with language what we always do, make it unique and fresh with this word, but we haven't really taken the time to think about what it means. And take a show like Boardwalk Empire, which is set, somebody help me out, when is Boardwalk Empire set? When is Prohibition? 20s. Yeah, Prohibition, the 20s. And, you know, they use a lot of different terms, you know, coon, uppity. They don't tend to use the word nigga, which my brother pointed out in describing the black characters. And I was like, yeah, that's a real good point. They don't use it. But even in a show like that, where black folks would potentially be calling each other niggas in certain situations, you don't see it. And what would it mean if, like, it's like street hustler would call another black man in 1920s a nigga, and it'd be kind of like, you ain't nothing but a nigga like the rest of us. Like, stop trying to act all highfalutin, uppity. And, you know, and that whole usage of calling somebody, and, you know, you nigga like the rest of us, and, like, making them, like, just regular common folk, like you said, not even knowing your students. If we haven't really questioned why we use that. And what I feel John is asking and even you to an extent, Toria, is that we accept that this is where the culture is and this is how we use it and we get on board, but we do none of the necessary unpacking for what's going on with ourselves psychologically. And just one more point and I'll finish. That same extent, I used to think there was a real time where the term African-American was relevant. I don't think it's necessarily relevant right now. There was, it just needed to be, we needed to call ourselves that for a time so that we got over the whole issues of considering Africa bad, the dark continent, you know, the African booty scratcher, stuff like that. I mean, you know.
That we didn't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, we chose a name that was in agreement that we can use.
Yeah, it was a
Africa
chosen name.
Africa is a given name.
And we believed it was basically a marketing campaign to disassociate negativity with Africa. And like, yo, when you see us, you need to see an African American. I think we don't necessarily need that right now, but we do need some type of marketing campaign for the word nigga. And it doesn't need to be the pro nigga marketing campaign.
Well, I wanted to say, I think there's really two issues that we deal with when it comes to the word, and both of you are kind of touching on it. One has to do with the history behind it and what it meant for us originally when we came to this country. The second part is how other people, the other outside of us, what they think when they hear it in spite of the context in which it's being used. You could have two highly educated, successful black men having a conversation and throw that word around because they're friends and let the other be anywhere present and something is going to go through their mind in regards to just hearing that word being used. We already know other people use it. Asians, Hispanics, everybody. It's almost like anybody can be under that name. You don't have to be black. That has nothing to do with it anymore.
Thank God.
I do feel
it's their association.
Part of our evolvement has to be, and part of the unpacking of it has to be where we take the power out of the word.
Exactly.
So that when it is said, there is no reason to tense up or go crazy.
No. If it's said, if somebody's like, you're such a nigger.
Right. If it's said in a racist-ass way, then you need to get in that person's ass.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that that's okay.
No.
I'm saying within its context, that's using the word to say that I am less than you.
Right.
The word is not always used to say that I am less than you.
No.
You know, think about, I mean, it's even the word, like, the English language is so limited. You know, like, in English, we don't have a word for our uncle's wife. We call her our aunt, even though she's not. You see what I'm saying? There's no word for that in English, so we associate aunt with our uncle's wife. Or there's only one word for love, but in Greek there's three. You see what I'm saying? So we're limited in our usage of every single word. So when we're finally able to take a word and dissect it into different meanings and different contexts, we've evolved as communicators. And that's my point. With the word nigga, we have to be able to dissect this word and take and put it into its context and be able to understand it in each context if we're going to be effective communicators.
I think just on a kind of holistic psychological human being tip, there's just a whole nother kind of evolution that needs to happen with us before we get to the point where we can just be all equal and all good with the word. And I don't want to see that step skipped in any context. Like I see that's the goal, right? I think we have a very long way before we get there. I think there's a lot that needs to be said, a lot that needs to be understood by us and by the other before we get there.
Because that conversation, you're right, Mike, that conversation has not happened. That's the pink elephant in the room between black and white.
Fuck that conversation. let's talk about why black people, when I worked at Paramount, why was I the only black dude on the floor? When I was at Fox, I was the only black dude in the building. Let's talk about why we're being treated like niggers instead of wondering, instead of being upset when a brother's calling another brother nigga and saying, that's my nigga. Let's talk about the issues.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's all wrapped in together, though. And I don't think you get to the side semantically without getting to the side psychologically and emotionally where you have to do that work and get there. I don't think it's separate like that.
Well, this is Martine. I really do not believe that America or white America is really going to address the pink elephant in the room. So to evolve as people is not about them providing something for us. It's about us providing something for ourselves. It's the same thing if it was a case of a child being abused. You're not going to get from the abuser, "Sorry, I did that to you. I was wrong." No, that abused child has to grow up and accept that that happened and move on with their life. Because if they hold on to that negativity and that hate, that hurt and everything else, they're going to have a fucked up, hurtful life. And it hurts them more than it hurts the other person. So with the N-word, the A, the ER, it really doesn't make a difference to me. I actually had a boyfriend in college briefly. He was Italian. His friends are white. They usually talk and they say the N-word because they were cool with all the black people. I was in the room. They realized I was in the room. They turned to me and said, "Hey, is it okay if we say this?" I was like, "You know what? You usually say it. Act like I'm not even here." So they just continue to talk. Why would I want to switch how someone naturally talks just because now they feel uncomfortable because they realize it's a black female in the room?
No, they need to feel uncomfortable.
Why?
And let me tell you why. Because they are a part of this discourse, this unpacking of stuff, that issues that came up that we thought were buried, but when Obama got elected, this race, basic race issues, you're like, "Oh shit, we're still dealing with this?" Like, that came up. And unless you've had the conversation, you need to understand certain boundaries within a culture. And we don't take ownership of what is ours. Like, we, it can be Tin Pan Alley. It can be, you know, rock and roll. It can be hip hop. Like, we have a tendency to be very giving and sharing and allow. Like, yes, we can all use this. No, we need to take some fucking ownership of what is ours and be like, "No, you can't use this. Thank you very much." And just leave it at that. And unless they are ready, as different cultures, whether they be German Americans, Irish Americans, fucking Americans who don't know where they're from, Native Americans, African Americans, Mexican Americans, unless we're willing to have an actual conversation about how we treat our Latino brothers, our black brothers, our Asians, unless we're really to really unpack. No, we need to guard what is ours in the culture and let there be some exclusivity of it.
There is no word that's just exclusive to any group of people. I can say any word I want to, no, whether someone has a problem with it or not.
Right, but you can't let them. You can't let them be scared of saying certain things when they're in your presence.
Kind
of,
well, this is Mr. Foley speaking. It's kind of like if you use a slur or some type of colloquialism versus other races. Like, I have a friend that uses the term soy sauce, and in reference to, not to offend anybody, but in reference to Asian people. He doesn't mean anything by it.
Yes,
he's not like saying, "Oh, they're less than." It's just like something that he's become comfortable with and that he uses.
It's racist as hell.
Then we can call a black person fried chicken. Right. Hold up, another problem. Hot sauce?
But the thing is, when he uses it saying it to me, I understand where he's coming from. But at the same time, I wouldn't expect him, and nor does he, say it around Asian people so that they can hear. So it's kind of like that same. It's kind of like that same thing, because you don't want to be offensive to someone else that is a touchy subject.
But you know, you think it's okay. I might have to switch over to the other side of the fence on that.
What I do find interesting is, more often than not, if I am having a conversation with somebody who would be a part of the other, and we're talking about the N word, they always tell me, "You know, I'm so offended by that word." And for some reason, I cannot keep the smile off my face when they say that. And I think to myself, how often we're not offended by the word.
And that's the approach I took with the teacher, because I don't know if she genuinely was hurt that the students were using that word, or if she felt obligated as a white woman that, had she not said anything on the playground, would somebody have caught her, "Let these kids call each other niggas," and she didn't respond.
I think it's discomfort and guilt.
And that's what made me uncomfortable. Like, so technically, do you really see us as niggas? Because that wasn't a nigga issue. That was inappropriate language on the playground, but you reacted.
Yeah. I got to say this, though. I'm all for white guilt. I'm so all about that shit.
I'm not.
I vote
that's my dude.
White guilt in 2012.
I agree.
That's my vote.
I agree 100%.
This is get back.
I agree.
It's a start.
It's a reckoning. And I agree about? I agree with that. I agree with that statement.
Then what are they supposed to be guilty about? Like,
they didn't personally do it.
Right. Well, what should she be guilty about? Because when you admit guilt, then that means in the back of your mind, right, we're niggas. Good
point. No, but I'm saying it really systematically, we kind of are niggas. You know what I mean? We talk about how many people are represented at our jobs. You know what I mean? The educational system, the prison system, all that shit.
No.
Echoes nigger. It all says it under the surface. You know what I mean?
When like, she reacts, we have to address out of guilt, that shit. I would have more respect for my Jewish teacher next door.
I know what you're saying.
Who's like, hey, that's inappropriate, da-da-da-da. But her guilt and her immediate attention, you know what, to get though? On it,
As a former teacher, what I'm going to say, at least with her, that's a teachable moment. You know what I mean? Whereas a lot of people don't feel nothing. They'd be like, oh, okay, oh, just niggas calling each other nigger. Who cares? Like, you know,
that was the thing. She really didn't. It was like, let me correct this because I'm supposed to, because I don't want them to really think, you know, nigger is appropriate.
But let the time fit the crime. That's what I say. You know, the fact that she took it, like, you know, it's like saying a little boy steals a slice of bread to feed himself, and he gets the electric chair. You know, it's kind of extreme.
Right.
For her
right.
to take it to that extreme, it was like something deeper.
Exactly. Something deeper.
Like, if you just told the kid, don't do that, or explained to him the reason why he shouldn't be using that and left it at that, or gave him some kind of slight reprimand, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't have blew up to the issue that it became.
Stacey, what was your question?
What do we think about white people singing along with songs that use the N-word? Because yeah, I had a conversation. I had a conversation with some teachers at my job, and they were having this similar debate. And the white teacher was like, well, why can't I sing along to Tupac if I like a song and he happens to say the word nigga?
You can, but just be prepared for the consequences.
That's like singing a song in another language. You're singing a song in another language that you don't like or that you do like, and you say something that might not be necessarily appropriate, even though it's the lyric of the song. Why should you be?
You shouldn't.
Why is it that the song could be played on the radio, but certain people can sing it, whereas others can't?
Yeah, well, they bleep it out on the radio.
I have a litmus test for how cool white people are. When, in fact, there's an issue of the use of the word nigga by a white person or nigger, let's take Michael Richards. If the white person's like, yeah, like, I don't see why he went off, or like, they just don't understand, like, what was his need to say it, I'm like, oh, okay, this person's cool. If, in fact, they're like, I don't get it, the first thing they mention is that black people use it too, so why do you have an issue with it? My whole thing is, it's actually wrong when black people use it. Yes, it has another meaning, but there's definitely layers to, like, it's not a good term even when black people use it, no matter what definition or connotation it has. So when I always am very skeptical when a white person feels the need to mention, well, black people use it too, so why can't I use it? It means that they haven't really understood how sick some black people are.
Or it's no different. I can fight my sister, but you can't fight my sister.
Right.
You know, yeah. We can fight in the house.
I think they recognize that it's illogical, because on one hand, we're using it as a term of endearment, but then on the other hand, we get mad when white people use it. So if it's a positive, if it has a positive connotation, why can't they say it?
Because but I also think
it has a negative connotation also.
If you're not a part of the set.
Yeah, it's the historical nature of the word. The historical usage of it by white people has been for a racist purpose, as where when black people have used it, has not been for a racist purpose. That's the discomfort and why they can't use it.
It's the same thing. It's just like it's like Greek life. You can't say oop unless you're a Delta. You can't say ski wee unless you're an AK. I mean, come on, it's the same shit.
But I mean, it depends. I mean, for answer your question, for lyrics, I mean, my whole point is you put it on the record. If a black guy raps it and you put it on the record, don't be shocked if a white person or some another says it. I'm like, you put it on record.
Exactly.
So now, why should now if they use it in front of you, then it's like using it when you're just talking. You know, and much as I do believe it's still the same word. I mean, I grew up, my grandfather used it. That's how I grew up hearing it. And he uses it. I mean, it's like, okay, but I understand it's still, I use it. I admit I use it, and you know when I hear it, sometimes it stings, but I'm like, if you put it on, you put it on for me to actually listen and recite it back to you. Like, this is what you put. If you calling yourself a nigga and I repeat it back, I'm like, well, you called yourself one, and you put it on record for me to. You don't want me to rap your shit?
Don't Eminem use that?
You don't want me to like your shit just because you call yourself?
I've heard Eminem use that phrase. Yeah. It's very low key and very fast, but you'll catch it if you listen closely enough.
I honestly think
his group is a part of the set.
No, his group of people. That's what I was gonna say. There is an exception because I have a white student in Watts, and he was arguing with some little black girls, and he said, "With your nappy head itself." Wow. Now, he is a white boy with black foster parents.
But was it true?
Wonderful question.
That's it. Was it true? You can't get mad if it's true.
But you can't get mad because I always, and Kim knows who I'm talking about, we question where will this little white boy fit in? He was raised in Watts with black foster parents. He's not fronting. When he caught the little black girl, nappy-headed, her hair was not intact that day. And it was right on point. It was in context. And he wasn't calling her nappy-headed because she was black. At that point in time, she was walking
she
around.
Was
and I wonder context, right? Where will he be at 18 and 21 and 25? And will he have to feel guilty?
With a black
girlfriend? Or will he have to defend himself when his entire life he's been the only white boy in Watts, in a black Latino school with black foster parents.
And we talking blue-eyed, blonde-haired white boy.
He's going to have a very specialized experience. But I mean, but it doesn't make him out of the context of the rest of what we all live in either.
I beg to differ in some sense because he's got the more, you know, he's more black than some black folks. You know what I'm saying?
But still,
to be a little white
but
boy.
But he's a lot less black than everybody in this room in a very real sense as well, right? So like,
he'll get a job at Fox before you.
All of that, you can't.
I was going to say, the difference will be when he gets out of Watts, should he get out of Watts, the world will respond to him much differently than they respond to other black people.
Until he opens his mouth and he starts talking and he starts giving his opinions and
Well, that's like the short man that has to feel like he has to overcompensate for his shortness. Sometimes you do. It's a fact.
He's not overcompensating. No.
It's just his experience. He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know. Is it okay for him to say nigga?
I would not be mad if I heard him. I'm sorry, but I would
certain
not.
White people.
It is okay for him to say nigga when he is among his friends, his family, but his parents, his black foster parents, should make him acutely aware of the possible consequences of saying nigga when he is in Atlanta and that's not his hood. They don't know him. And as a white boy with blonde hair, blue eyes, having been raised by black folk, they don't know yet that culturally inside he's black, even though racially he's not.
But do we see how it can be confusing?
I wanted to mention though the question that you brought up, Stacey, and then the point that you brought up, Tash, about when people say, well, because black people say it, why can't I say it? I think a lot of times the other wants our permission to say it when they say that shit anyway. They just want to be able to say it in front of us. And honestly, my blackness will not allow me to give them that permission. Fuck that. If that's one thing I can cut you off from, you're not going to say it in front of me. You can think it all day, but I'm not going to give you permission to say it in front of me.
When that's the capital we're settling for, that's a problem.
I mean,
I'm not the word nigga.
Question.
That's one thing. Because we already don't have a language.
If you're close, it's not just that though. Wait. If you're close to a white or Caucasian person, one and the same. If you're close to them and you know that they are willing to go above and beyond for you, like you have a close friendship and like
that person is not going to ask me, can I say nigga in your presence? One of my very best friends is a white man from all places, South Carolina. This is a conversation that he and I have had.
He knows already if he's from South Carolina.
Right, exactly. But he will never ask me, Kimmy, is it okay for me to say nigga in front of you? Because he is my friend.
Well,
somebody who is my friend is not going to do that. Because he doesn't use it regularly. If he does, he doesn't do it in front of me, John.
That's because he doesn't do it regularly in front of you. If he did it regularly in front of you, I mean, and
then
you
we probably
with
then
it,
we probably
then
would
you
not
might
be
have
friends.
To address it.
Then we probably would not be friends.
He knows but that going in already.
John Byrd, you asked if that's the capital that we're looking for, then like, and I would say that's not the capital that we're looking for, but it is incumbent upon us to recognize when in fact we're in a position to make a decision and to make a decision that is in our favor. and not to give your power away. We ask women to not give their power away. We ask everybody to maintain their power. And why just give it away?
Because it's like, okay, go ahead, John.
I'd rather focus on the bigger issues.
And you're correct. The bigger issues are what is at hand. But they're not mutually exclusive.
And the bigger issues start with these small boundaries we have to establish with people. You don't just jump all the way to Z. It's a step-by-step process. And people have to understand, like, if somebody asks you if you have a problem with something, that's your chance to explain to them why you might have a problem with it and help them understand that.
John Bird, you're taking the Obama approach to negotiation. You are. instead of holding the line and saying, you know what, well, I'm not going to give anything, you're going to give, oh, I don't care about this, let me give it. And then people are like, yo, why did you give that away? That was a negotiating point.
Well, that's just like the step on the sneakers issue. You step on my sneakers, you getting effed up. You know what I mean? But you know what an accident is, and you know what's done on purpose. But you know, it's context.
But we just spent 30 minutes here. We're talking about the word nigga. I mean,
granted, there are greater issues to discuss.
Let some things go.
Let's go full forward with, you know, why is it that the unemployment rate for blacks are double that of whites? I mean, let's focus
how
on
much, how, much
talk, of, how much of that has to do with the word nigga?
How much of it goes back to where that word came from, though?
How much of it has to do with
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm not going to let any of them tell me not to feel the way I feel about it until we address all of that shit. All of it.
Because on some, on every level, it's systematic. Period. It's systematic.
I can respect that.
You have to make a decision of that amongst yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Think you can't have somebody else tell you that.
But we have plenty of opportunities. And I'm believe you me, I'm not one to shy away from them. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we need to marry those two issues. We don't need to marry the. I mean, I'm just saying it from a.
I don't think those two issues ever got divorced personally.
I think it's a word. It's a damn word. I don't care if you call me nigger and you give me a $250 million contract, call me nigger. If you call me nigger and you make sure the...
But I bet
you know what I'm saying? If I take the
guy
power...
gave you the $250 million contract, were you allowed to say nigger? Not his friend.
I'm saying it's within context. I'm not saying call me... That was I'm exaggerating. Right. You don't want to be degraded
thing.
For anything.
But
I'm just saying the power is not in that word.
But
the power is in what's behind when people use that word in a negative context.
And the thing is, Bird, you know I agree with you in regards to that. But what if you're not? What if the person is using it and the meaning is totally it's two faced? They saying you my nigga, but they thinking something totally different. Yeah, you nigga.
That happens all the time without the word nigga.
But you don't have to give them permission to make it okay. To do it.
Would you bring it up at some point to be like, you know what, I don't have a problem with it, just don't use it in front of me? Would you ever bring, now if he uses it and you don't say nothing and then you hear him use it again, are you gonna, at what point do you say, you know what,
it is a talking point,
right? You know what, I don't have a problem with the word, but I'd rather you not use it in front of me. Is that cool?
It's just you,
right? And then that's it. But I mean, that's it, like, okay,
right,
that's
there.
It
I wonder if it gives
right.
us
and if he uses it like 10 times and you don't say nothing, he's like, oh well, he don't care,
because that word does not have power
over you.
I wonder if
you're
it gives
right.
us
you
a false
not,
sense
not
of
bring,
power
you
though
not bring it up ever.
In the in context that you're talking about, I don't think right. that it has is it negatively or positively?
Positive. Right. If he uses it positive for like 10 times,
I address it. I address it if one of us used it 10 times in a row.
Okay,
just well, because
that's,
it's
that's
like.
Gratuitous
it's,
use.
That's all I'm asking. Are you going to address it versus just.
Hearing it and not saying anything at all?
No,
it can
no,
be
no.
used, but not abused.
But wait, I want to.
It can be used, but not abused.
I want to touch on Stacey's point, the idea that the word gives us a false sense of power. I think in regards to language for black people, it does, because we don't have a mother tongue.
I think the fact that we reserve the right to tell white people that they can't use it gives us the false sense of power. Because whether we tell them not to use it in our presence or not, they're going to use it.
They still use it, but I'm not going to front. By telling them that they can't use it in front of me and they don't use it, that to me
gives you a sense of power.
Because they're not going to fucking use it in front of me.
Here's the thing. And here's the thing. And Stacey, I think you're on to a larger spiritual point, and I will grant you this, but I want to say that when a white person is asking to use it in the positive context, They're actually asking you to be down culturally, like to be down with either hip hop culturally. They're not. They're saying, I want to be down. I want to be accepted. I want your approval. And I want you to consider me a part of your culture. And I have a distinct culture that is different than general white American culture. I just happen to have it. Not every black person has it. Some black people are just part of the mass white American culture. And so they don't see a difference. And I've been in an awkward situation where I was introduced to a white person through two other black people. And this white person used the word nigga around them all the time. And I'm like, I wanted to be like, yo, I don't know you well enough. This is a little uncomfortable. But I was quiet. I was like, because you know what? His black friends are already comfortable. They've already given him that sense of approval. He's down. He's in our set. And so I was just like, yo, I'm coming into their whole set. So I'll just like, I'll fall back and see what their groove is. But I don't kick it with them.
You know, this was remind me of Blood versus Crip. You can walk through my neighborhood, but because I know you, even though you're a blood and I'm a Crip, because we cool on another level, you can get a pass. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. It seems a little foolish. I mean,
white folks will ask for passes when they don't even haven't earned.
Let's make them earn it. Anytime a white person wants to use the word nigga, let's make them have a conversation about how many black people there are in prison right now that are innocent. Let's have them talk about how many people have been killed, you know what I mean, who are strung up in trees and the murderers are still walking the streets right now.
Let's talk about all that.
And then talk about it
when we use it, and a lot of our people don't even know that history and still use it.
So let's go ahead and start. Let's start with ourselves. So
but my thing is,
We just did that. I think we all got a pass now, kind of.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm down to wrap it up. But I honestly feel. I mean, is it just me? I've never really heard a white person use the word nigga in the same way I've heard black people use the word nigga.
I have too.
I have not had that experience.
It still bugs the shit out of me.
So somebody asking me permission to use the word, it is not rolling off your tongue the same way it rolls off of mine, because I have not had that experience. I have not.
For
our white student, I've never heard him use the word.
No, I listen,
and I pay attention to him.
Right, me too.
See if he says it, but I've never heard him say it.
He has given many opportunities
Before your friend to come to you and ask you deliberately.
Well, why can't I say it?
Is it okay? He acknowledged that there's a problem right then and there. So it's like that's uncomfortable in itself.
Right. If you have to ask permission.
You asking me to say this, it's uncomfortable in itself.
Yeah.
So if you're that uncomfortable to ask somebody else, is it okay to do this? Maybe it shouldn't be done.
To me, it's like the parent who tells their kid not to smoke, but the parent smokes.
I don't see it that way, boo. I'm sorry. I think it's entirely different.
Thank God this is America. We're entitled to our own opinion.
Right.
That's exactly how I see it. Like, it's hypocritical. If you don't want other people to say it, then don't say it. You can't say that Latinos and Chinese people can say it or Asians can say it, but whites can't.
Right.
Like, but they don't have the same historical relationship to the word as it's a specific thing between black people and white people. It's specific to our relationship.
If it's not negative,
Latinos to use it.
Yeah, Latinos use it. I've heard Asian people use it. They do. We're talking about people who have all been oppressed.
Let me add this point on too, real quick. This is something.
That would be everybody.
In Southern California, Latinos get it. In Chicago, where I grew up, they didn't get it. They weren't able to do that. Like, that's a regional thing. To an extent, too, like, you know, Latinos and blacks here grew up in such close proximity that it became something that was okay. That's not everywhere.
Yeah, there are certain issues.
That's unfortunate.
There are certain issues within our community that we deal with that are very specific to black and white. Like, at the last podcast, we had a conversation about the term biracial and whether or not it was offensive. And we realized
Paula Patton says is okay.
Whatever. In the midst of unpacking that conversation, what we realized is that when we said the word biracial in that conversation, what we meant was black and white. Mm. When biracial is much, it's much deeper than that. So there is a history and a lot of just issues that resonate between those two groups of people.
Because of flawed communication.
It's slavery.
I'm saying that's the reason. That's the the reason. That's the reason we associate. That's the reason we associated. I'm saying that's the reason we associated biracial with solely between black and white.
That's true.
Because okay. we didn't dig into the word.
Right.
Well, that's because it was the biggest taboo. When you think of something that's no, you think of the biggest form of it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, when you think
right.
of.
Right. It's polar opposites.
Right. Exactly. And those
not somewhere in the middle.
Obviously, we could talk about this all night, as small of an issue as it is. But I think we maybe should adopt Bird's
small
idea.
Small till you unpack it.
Right. The moment somebody asks you if they can say the word nigga around you, ask them what they know about the Atlantic slave trade. So on and so forth.
Then call them a nigga.
Yeah. What about Guatemalans? What about Brazilians? What about Nicaraguans? What about Cubans? That's can they use the word nigga? They got more African
Can
than
they?
We do.
Can they?
They got more African than running through their
I
system than we
What's your call, point? We call a nigga high council where we get to decide.
Right.
We get to decree.
Because again, this is a
now
word.
That's some real nigga them right.
Right.
So because, when Africans use it, it's okay?
No, but here's my thing. This is what I'm going to say. Because by adding that point, what you're doing
it's
is...
It's just made a stop in America.
But what you're doing is making it a situation that now is between so many other groups of people who have African blood in them and whites. When the issue is from descendants of American slaves and white people, white Americans. It's just those two groups. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Other people might have adopted it as a colloquialism for whatever their purposes may be. But in terms of the level of discomfort we feel in this country, it's between those two groups, and that's it.
So the white people are the only people that can't say it.
They can't say it in front of me. They can say it wherever. My thing is this. They can say it in front of me, but I will be that black woman who will let them know, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with you saying that word in front of me. And I might turn right around and call my homie a nigga. But I can do
are
that.
Are you really not comfortable or you are on a power trip?
Just it's
are you really uncomfortable, Kim?
Honestly,
are you really uncomfortable?
Honestly, I guess I'm not uncomfortable.
No, you're
you know
not
why?
Uncomfortable.
You know why? Because I'm at the point where the word doesn't have power over me anymore.
I have a solution.
Exactly.
It doesn't have power over me. You said what? I don't get mad, but at the same time, I don't see the why would a white person want to use that word considering their relation? But why?
There's a simple solution.
That's not a reason.
There's a simple solution.
We use it because we've taken it and changed the meaning for ourselves.
There's a simple solution.
We convince ourselves of that, but at the end of the day, it's still derogatory.
To who?
I think to ourselves. I think it's derogatory.
In what way? In what way?
I'm not saying that I don't use it. Because I think that it's derogatory.
But see, that's where we are dealing with a double consciousness. To use it and then say it's derogatory to ourselves, then you shouldn't use
but
it if you feel it's derogatory.
But you know how you eliminate all that? It's a simple solution. Put No. If you're going to use it, if you're going to use the word, you have to put my in front of it. And then you're safe. Then you're safe, because that way I know that we connected right like that. You know what I mean? You have to use mine. You don't use mine, you're getting fired.
The thing is, the idea of the word ever going out of usage to me is a moot point. I doubt it'll ever be a point where nobody is using the word. Right. And even that conversation has come on
the
table.
Are we the only culture that does that, that takes a term that was once derogatory and tries to call ourselves tweaking it and making it more positive?
Black people have always
culture?
Done that.
What do you mean by culture? Because women call it...
Right.
Women call it...
Yeah.
Cops call each other 5-0. That's just supposed to be derogatory too. People
right. Women, how many times do you hear a woman call herself a bad bitch?
Right. And nigga has like, and don't multiple meanings it. Within black people. Like, you can be my nigga or you can be like, that nigga.
Right.
You know, for women. And we all know, that nigga, that's not my nigga.
Right. That's different. That's different.
Right. There's my nigga and that's cool and then it's that nigga and then it's these niggas.
Any other term
so
is
even,
negative.
Yes, within wow, our, well, even when we use it to be derogatory too. Like Chris Rock said, I love black people, but I hate niggas. And we all know what that means. You know, you walk out and you're like, these niggas here.
This is true.
And every time, every different way you used it was a different meaning.
Yes.
And we have to be aware of that. We just have to be aware people. You know.
Do we have to be unaware of the origin to be aware of the new?
Of course not. Do we have to? Of course not.
Okay, I was just asking. Okay.
All right, let me ask a question to everybody. Who's offended by the term Afro-American?
Not offended.
Anybody offended by Afro-American? What about Negro? At one point, both of those words were acceptable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we need to mentally mature past that point. Not saying forgetting the history, because the history is relevant. it's relevant today, even though it happened hundreds. Well, really, it's never really stopped happening. But the history is there. And we should be aware of it. Everybody should be aware of it. But I'm saying take the power out of the word. We have to evolve past that. You know, we're meant
Well, you've called me out on that because we've had this conversation before. The word doesn't have any power. It only has power if you give it power. But I am suspicious of somebody who comes to me and says, well, black people use it. Why can't I use it?
That's a question, though, for you, Kim.
Sure.
You
used it wrong.
You did say that you would have a problem if basically a white person uses the word. But at the same time, what if you were in line at a coffee shop and in front of you it was what appeared to be two white females and she, you know, they're talking and, you know, she's saying nigga this, nigga that. Honestly, we're all mixed with so many things that even by looking at someone, you can't say this person is of this race, they're of this descendant or whatever.
True.
She could be Creole.
True.
She could be mixed with so many things that I have, like, people have to tell you what they are. You can't tell them what they are. So would it be okay if these two people, maybe she has blonde hair and blue eyes, but she's not white?
Well, given the scenario, I'm not one who's prone to cutting up in public, Martine. So I'm not gonna all of a sudden catch a case and be a nigga if I hear somebody doing that situation. But I am gonna make
this the most ironic conversation.
I know, that was awesome. That was the best use all evening long.
But I will make a mental note of it. I'm not going to intervene in a conversation with somebody who I'm not familiar with. But if somebody comes to me and feels comfortable enough to say to me, and this is a white person who considers themselves my friend, that says a lot to me about that white person if they're asking me permission to use that word. Because like Mr. Foley said, if you have to ask permission, you already know in and of itself something about it
is wrong.
Right.
Or maybe they're asking, are you overly sensitive?
And maybe the answer is yes. And then what?
You know right. What I mean? And if the answer is,
That's a good question.
That's a respect thing, though.
Yeah. Or maybe it's time for them to get their asses whipped. It's up for debate. And on that note, y'all, we're going to thank you for checking in for this Black Is Break. It's a good almost 50-minute one. Hold on to your seats, people. We love y'all. Peace. Tell them black folk, I don't want to be another nigga. Tell the world, I don't want to be another nigga. Waiting with my hands out. Broke in the hood, they give a damn about. Bragging to my homie about the hoes I fuck. Dragging bottles after bottle, plus I smoke too much.